From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Trump administration ended months of speculation Monday by announcing it would extend temporary protected status, or TPS, for nearly 60,000 Haitians living in this country. But it will only extend it for 6 months before deciding again in January whether to renew it or to cancel it. TPS lets people stay in the United States if their home countries are too dangerous or too unstable to return to. This is the first TPS renewal under the Trump administration, and it's seen as potentially setting a precedent for other immigrant groups with TPS. It was first granted to Haitians living in the United States after Haiti's catastrophic 2010 earthquake. It's been extended every 18 months since then because of Haiti's continued natural and political disasters. Joining us to talk about the Trump administration's first TPS decision is WLRN's America's correspondent, Tim Padgett. Tim, there are mixed emotions about this announcement. Immigrant advocates in South Florida were calling for the usual 18-month extension of temporary protected status for Haitians. Now, why didn't Homeland Security grant that instead of just 6 months?
Well, that's a really good question. And as a result, it's got a lot of people asking if the decision really means a TPS extension, technically. Remember, in a memo last month, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which administers TPS, recommended to Homeland Secretary John Kelly that TPS for Haitians be canceled. Its argument was that conditions in Haiti have improved, that the country has recovered well enough from the 2010 earthquake, and that also you're seeing political improvements. A new president was just inaugurated, etc. They see stability there. And as a result, they argued it's time for those Haitians under TPS to go back. But they also recommended that those Haitians be given an additional 6 months here in order to get their affairs in order before they go back to Haiti. Now, a lot of people are simply arguing, what's the difference? Is this really extension or just really another version, maybe a kinder, gentler version of what the administration was recommending in a memo last month in the first place?
Now, last month, there was a federal appeals court ruling that could give Haitian TPS recipients a more long-term, if not permanent, solution in their efforts to stay here. Tim, what did the court say?
Well, this, I think, is one of the most important aspects of this whole controversy moving ahead. What the Ninth Circuit Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco ruled was that TPS recipients should be able to adjust their status from TPS to something more permanent, like, say, legal residency. Now, if that ruling stands, if the Supreme Court were to rule that, yes, TPS recipients are eligible to adjust their status to something like legal residency, I think that would really be the solution to this controversy, not just repeated efforts to extend TPS for another 18 months and so on. So a lot of immigration lawyers that I'm talking to here, they feel that the Haitian community leadership should be focusing perhaps a little bit less on extending TPS and mobilizing their legal forces to get a ruling, perhaps in the Supreme Court, that would allow TPS recipients to adjust their immigration status to something more permanent.
Tim, Homeland Security seems to think that Haiti is perfectly ready to accept these 60,000 some odd Haitians back into the country again. What do Haitian immigration advocates here have to say about that?
Well, they say the opposite. They say the economy, for example, is still very threadbare and just not ready to accommodate such a large influx of people. They point to lingering problems, for example, like the cholera epidemic, which has already killed about 10,000 people in Haiti. And they also point back to other natural disasters like Hurricane Matthew that ravaged the southwest peninsula of the country. So their argument is, no, Haiti is not a safe, stable place for people who have been living here for so many years to go back to.
We've been talking with Tim Padgett, WLRN's America's correspondent. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.